Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar, who's running for governor, could soon pick her running mate. North Mankato police have identified a teenage boy who was shot and killed Saturday night, and Chisago County employees returned to the picket line. But first, we're hearing from the chief of police in Roseville that they found the six-year-old who had been missing for several hours today. Cameron Simmons was found unharmed after an intensive search. Police say he left his home at about 7:30 this morning near the 900 block of Sharon Street. The active search and community alerts have been canceled, and authorities extended their thanks to the public for their rapid assistance in spreading the word. The boy was reported to have had a backpack with him, but it was not on him when he was found. A 55-year-old Minnesota woman pleaded not guilty in federal court to the latest case of fraudulent Medicaid billing.
Shamso Hassan Ahmed was one of 15 people charged last week in federal court in what prosecutors say was an autism scheme. Court records show that Ahmed and Hannah Youssef billed Minnesota's Medicaid program for services never provided at two autism centers between November of 2019 and December of 2024. Prosecutors say the scheme defrauded the program out of more than $20 million and that the two gave illegal kickbacks to parents to enroll their children. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis Park Police are investigating after a man who was found unresponsive near the Worth Beach boat launch in Minneapolis died last night. That 30-year-old man was found on land just before 5:30. Police say he was unconscious and not breathing when rescue crews arrived and that he was pronounced dead at the scene. So far, the man hasn't been identified. The Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office is working to determine how he died. North Mankato police have identified a teenage boy who was shot and killed Saturday night. Investigators say 17-year-old Tyson Goodsell was shot before crashing into a townhome around 11 p.m. near Pleasant View Drive and Willow Lane. Goodsell was found inside the vehicle and later died at a hospital. Investigators are searching for a silver 2010 Chevrolet Impala that may have been observed traveling through the area. They're asking residents on Pleasant View Drive, Northridge Drive, and the surrounding neighborhoods to review any available home surveillance video. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar, who's running for governor in Minnesota, could soon pick her running mate. WCCO radio political analyst Blois Olson says Klobuchar likely wants a slightly more progressive name on the ticket and someone who can connect her with more rural areas of the state.
The one name that is consistent is Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson. She's very close to him. He'd be a trusted choice. I would say he's the safest choice for her. And we know Senator Klobuchar has been known to go the safe route.
Blois tells WCCO Radio's Vanita Sakar an announcement could come in the next 2 or 3 days. Memorial Day services in White Bear Lake yesterday paid tribute to Master Sergeant Nicola Moore, who was killed back in March during an Iranian drone strike in Kuwait. That attack happened just days before Moore was supposed to return home. Nicole's mother, Deb Staffsleen, reflected on her daughter's life and service.
I never imagined my life without Nicole. I never, even with her military experience and the time she served, I never imagined a time without her.
A new brick has been added to the Veterans Park and is dedicated to Amore. Lagging blood donations have created a blood emergency in Minnesota. Memorial Blood Center says supplies have dropped to less than a 2-day supply overall and under 1 day for type O blood. Jennifer Kaluza is NBC's executive director of blood operations and says hospitals will have blood in emergencies, but
we need to adjust other processes in order to make that happen. And we want to make sure that blood is available on the shelves for anybody who needs it, whether that be something urgent and traumatic or a standard planned surgery.
Around 2,500 donors a week are needed to keep up with blood demand. Kaluza says they're averaging well below that number. Chisago County employees returned to the picket line today after talks with county officials broke down over the weekend. The union representing county employees claims the county repeatedly stalled discussion and continued moving the goalposts rather than working toward a meaningful resolution. Their last bargaining session lasted nearly 18 hours, wrapping up at around 3 a.m. on Saturday. Nearly 170 workers went on strike earlier this month. Negotiations have been ongoing since October. Finally, the annual Rise and Remember Street Festival at 38th in Chicago yesterday, drawing large crowds on the 6th anniversary of George Floyd's murder at the hands of a former Minneapolis police officer. Vendor Greg Graham says the event is bittersweet.
It just gave me flashes of what went on, how it went down, if it could have been different, where would we be now if it had went down different. A lot of that is in my head.
Organizers emphasized that this year's gathering serves as a final send-off to the memorial as the city prepares a major redesign of the intersection next month. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.